Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
I think I know where you're going, and it's pretty innovative.
And a high fly ball, deep right field. This one's way back. Bye-bye baseball. Jake Bowers goes big fly at the big A.
All right, what do we got? 23 minutes left until the trade deadline expires, or is here, I guess you could say. Lane is with us. Lane, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Great to be with you.
Hey, good to have you here from the ballpark. Dustin May is acquired and a couple of other pitchers. I think a lot of people the past 24 hours that are Brewers fans were really disappointed because the Skubal thing didn't work out, even though the Brewers made an effort there, it sounds like. Tell us about Dustin May.
Well, Dustin May is a high-end guy. He was with the Dodgers when he first came up, big-time stuff, and then bounced around a little bit, was with the Red Sox at one point last year, and then found his way to St. Louis this year. He pitched an absolute gem at this ballpark earlier in the season at American Family Field, where he had a no-hitter going into the eighth inning. So he's a really talented guy, upper 90s velo. He's going to get a lot of ground balls, and he's probably pitched better than his numbers look when you get to some of the underlying stuff, and I think that's encouraging as well. And the Brewers usually find a way to get the most out of these guys. So I think he's a great addition, a needed addition to give the Brewers a guy to give them some length and plug into that rotation for sure. But the other piece of that in that deal is Jojo Romero, a left-hander that the Brewers have seen a ton of over the years, pitching for the Cardinals out of their bullpen. And another lefty in this pen was another need, I think, for the Brewers. It'll take a little pressure off Aaron Ashby, find some good landing spots for D.L. Hall as a lefty in that pen as well. So two good adds. And then they also added, it sounds like, none of these deals have been announced yet by the clubs, but according to reports, of course, it sounds like they've added Antonio Senzatella from the Rockies, a former starter that has turned into a reliever this year, and he's had a lot of success pitching towards the end of games for the Rockies. He's got three saves. He's pitched a lot in the eighth inning. You don't get a lot of opportunities to save games when you're pitching for the Rockies, but he's pitched a lot better away from Coors as well. He has a 2.57 ERA on the road. So guys that will definitely help this club.
Lane, why do you think the Miz, when he was asked after the last night's game, that he didn't want to talk about anything going on with the Dodgers and the trade?
I think probably it's a thought from him and maybe a lot of the other guys in the clubhouse that they don't want to get caught up in that. They want to focus on what they control, and that's the guys inside the clubhouse working together and trying to win games. I mean, this can be a tough time of year for players. There's a lot of rumors. There's a lot of speculation. It's easy to get caught up in it. We all get caught up in it as fans and as broadcasters because it's fun, and it doesn't impact our performance the way it could a player because it's their lives. So I think a lot of these guys maybe just don't want to get into that, and they want to focus on what they have to do today when they get up and go to the ballpark to do their job to the best that they can do it.
I want to ask you another question about the Miz, Lane. He's very critical of the mound there where the Angels play. Said it wasn't good. It was hard. It wasn't taken care of. My question related to all that is, he's a big guy with a long stride, and he's using parts of the mound that most guys don't use.
Yeah.
Could gamesmanship come into play here down the road?
It could. It absolutely could. I think it's the first part of what you're saying is very true, too. I mean, he lands in a spot that so few other guys do when he's getting down the mound, that it's probably challenging for some of these grounds crews to be able to get it, to the liking of Miz. And so this has been a recurring thing really over the 2 years that he's been in the big leagues. There's been times where he hasn't liked his landing spot. He's called the grounds crew out to manicure and work on it a little bit more. And, yeah, I mean, you always worry about things like that. I try not to go there because it's not something that I can have any control over, obviously, just broadcasting the games. But it's probably something that you'll see from him in the future. Sometimes you'll see him the night before a start when the game's over, go out and just kind of inspect the mound, because it is a big deal for him to have the right kind of landing spot as he's trying to get down the hill.
Because if you looked at his foot, he was sliding big time. Could that cause an injury?
Yeah. I mean, potentially it could. You hope that it wouldn't, of course, but it can just have all sorts of different things that it impacts. I mean, mentally, as you're trying to lock in and do your job, and this is something else you're having to worry about in the process of throwing the baseball, right? Like, that's not ideal.
Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle. It's the Pirates, beginning of a four-game set tonight after the 6 o'clock news. Lane, we always appreciate your perspective. Have a good call.
You bet. Appreciate it so much. Thanks.